Welcome back, friends. Practical applications. Sarah started off with confraternities, and of course I mentioned the one here that was started in Ohio. Oh, I should have. I'll pull out. Sarah, I'll offer up some ideas you have while I get the deliverance prayer book. I should have done that before.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I think is really, I mean, I don't know enough about that apostolate for Holy Motherhood, other than the fact that it does not seem to be it seems to be an apostolate that is open to anyone without any formal initiation. I was just looking at it briefly online, where you can simply say these prayers of consecration and begin slowly and piously to begin living these devotional requests that Our Lady and our Lord in his infancy, because I presume it was the Christ child who was with her, are asking of you. One thing that I would caution is to not swallow the camel whole. Our Lady does not intend for somebody who has no religious formation or piety to suddenly begin praying three rosaries a day and doing all of these other things, because you're going to struggle with how you could possibly maintain your motherhood while you're doing all of these things. But what you can do is to slowly begin to meditate on all of the mysteries of the rosary, and then, you know, ask Our Lady to give you the graces to be able to continue through that. But, you know, please don't swallow the camel whole. Now, conversely, I would also recommend the Confraternity of Christian Mothers, that people look more intently at that as an organization, because it does have structure. It is a public announcement of make promises, not vows. You pledge to do the things that are requested of you, but the request that is made of you from the confraternity is much, much less onerous. It's a very small prayer that we pray daily for our children, through the intercession of the Blessed Mother and the Sacred Heart and a number of saints, a small litany of saints whose intercession we specifically ask. But if you don't have a confraternity in your area, you can always affiliate through the national, with the National Arch Confraternity, which is located in Pittsburgh, I believe. And you know, it's very interesting how much under attack we are as women right now, but how much hope there is now also, that has just been given to us as a grace. And the overturning of Roe versus Wade was not done simply in a vacuum. It was done because of the piety of many, many faithful husbands and wives and children. And you know, that alone should give us hope to truly, I don't know, return to our roots. I kind of feel like we were given kind of a bum deal when we were growing up, that there were none of these confraternities and everything was becoming very, very factionalized. And I don't attribute that to any malicious intent. I think that they honestly felt that if they spoke to the youth individually, or if they spoke to young adults individually, or they spoke to parents individually, or mothers individually, or fathers individually, or whatever, grandparents, whatever, you have all these groups, that they honestly thought that they were doing a good thing. But I think in the end, the long term has been that they have been able to factionalize the church as a result of that. And the church is a family. I mean, and even more than that, it's a body. So
it is a body. It is a body. And a body needs, I offer sensory help. So in your prayer life, in your prayer space, take advantage, if you can, of the Trappist incense. Not the New Age stuff,
right?
Or holy pictures, or you know, as Sarah mentioned there with St. James, and Our Lady brought a beautiful jasper statue. Right. These help our body, our senses, or a change of location. Mm-hmm. Mass with preparation and attentiveness. You know.
Right.
And then what Sarah's talking about, the third part, I had prayer groups and holy friends.
Right.
We're a body. This isn't a a me and Jesus kind of deal.
No.
Good movies that edify. And to the contra, be very careful of sensory imagery. Be very, very...
Right.
Yeah. Just be very careful of it. Fear is contra to faith. So if anything, fear is fear, or anything of a demonic nature, or it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Blessed candles, holy water, salt, blessed oil, and to the extent possible, those items need to be exercised. And you'd have to find a good priest who understands that.
Right.
Regular confession. So this goes back to this 3 days of darkness, and people are cut. And I mean, all kinds of individuals are very concerned. And my friends, when we engage with regular confession, what we are doing is really preparing for a particular judgment.
Right.
It's just preparation for that. So if we have a habit of, and the opportunity, I know not everyone who listens has this opportunity, but for those who can and do, when it comes to these other trials, we have already been formed to not only deal with it. I think we are really like personal land of Goshens. Yes, you know, there's personal prelatures, right. There's the ordinariates personal, mm-hmm. and we are to be a blessing, not just for our own home, but for those that are around us to the extent possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's also important. I don't know, you may have said this, but to avail yourself of a really good prayer book, one that really speaks to me, and it's the original version of this book called Mother Love, which was actually written for the confraternity by a Capuchin priest back in the like late 1800s. The modern version of it is not worth reading, so I'll send you the information on the where you can get a copy of this book. But I think that I've told you this before, but you know, there's, you know, when you read Aquinas, you feel smarter. When you listen to classical music, you feel smarter. This particular prayer book, when you pray it, you just feel more pious. I have never seen prayers so beautiful for preparation for confession in my entire life. And I really love it because in the book itself, it gives kind of a formula for how to, you know, confess sins, even sins that have been confessed before, but would still cause you sorrow, right? I mean, like there's in that, that's very, very beautiful. But then the prayers before Holy Communion, the prayers that you can be meditating upon during Mass. And then just some really beautiful prayers to, yeah, you know, important patrons like St. John the Baptist and St. Elizabeth. I think that they have prayers in there to St. Aloysius Gonzaga and lovely little devotions, like devotions to the infant Jesus, meditating upon his infancy, and beautiful, beautiful prayers on how to pray for, like they have a section in there, a week of prayers for the holy souls in purgatory. And it breaks down each single day, and it goes through each day, and it talks about different sins that are, you know, a holy soul, the person who's last in purgatory, the one who's going to be suffering the most, you know, and then you pray a prayer for them, the holy soul who's nearest to heaven. And then you say, I mean, it's so intuitive once you're reading it, you know, like you were saying about St. Dominic, that the rosary, how you were saying before, it's man couldn't have come up with that, even though in the reception of it, we see the common sensicalness of it, if that's a word. You know, I mean, it's so obvious. You think, how did we not think about this before, right? But this book is really beautiful, and I could not encourage young moms and old moms anywhere to get their hands on this book.
I would absolutely put it up. And do we see how all? Oh, I rolled over. I need to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
The Deliverance Prayers by Father Chad Rippinger, PhD. Yeah. These are deliverance prayers for use by the laity. When Sarah said, perhaps it's the last episode, that we have to pray for our families, that they are under attack.
Right.
Bingo. And Father has very good. And you don't have to get the book. Those prayers are now ubiquitous on the web. On the internet. If you like a bound copy, I'll put that up for you.
Right. Well, I think the bound copy is good from the standpoint that you don't know what you're looking for till you know what you're looking for. Right. I mean, so, you know, you can do an internet search necessarily, but I mean, when you've got the book in your hand, I'm presuming that it has a nice table of contents or a
yes. It's very
index or something that people would be able to use.
Yes, it's delightful. Right. So all these things that Sarah and I propose to you, they add up, if you will, a spiritual insurance policy against days of darkness.
Right.
Or calamities in general.
Right. Or your individual death tomorrow.
And your individual death tomorrow, because
we don't know, have
been practicing your particular judgment.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that we have to admit to ourselves that all of these admonitions and all of these things that our Blessed Mother has been warning about over and over and over again for so long, Sister Lucia saying that the last battle is ground is going to be the family, right? The family, the family, the family. I mean, how much more do you have to think that the family is under attack than to have men dressing as women and now beating little girls in, I just read this terrible thing, this 30-year-old man beating a 13-year-old girl in a skateboard competition, right? I mean, it's the Satan. We know today, like from this foray that we've been having, just trying to talk about Our Lady's apparitions, how many problems that we have been confronting in terms of you having a storm, me not being able to open up the computer, Skype wouldn't open, all of the times that you've been shut down, because Satan does not want this message to get out because he hates the Blessed Mother with such ferocity, but he cannot attack her, so he will attack us. And we have been under siege Deo gratias, we are finally released from the shackle of ubiquitous federal-wide abortions. Now, at a minimum, individual states can stand up for the integrity of the mother and for the safety of her baby. People are now going to be able to protect her from these predators who prey on her for money, who really destroy her with their horrible arguments of fear and all of the calamities that's going to fall upon her if she carries a baby to term. That shackle has been broken now and will not be reforged. And our poor children, who are not consumed by abortion are now consumed by pornography. They're preyed upon by debauched men. And now we have these poor children who are being preyed upon by, drag kings and queens, right? I mean, we have to see it. We can't not see it anymore. We have to be honest about that. And these prayers are essential.
These prayers are absolutely essential. So, my friends, these are some thoughts we had. We bring them to your consideration. And given, I'm so glad Sarah detailed the tremendous attacks we had. I urge you, find your niche in all of this. Find your place. You were put here for a time such as this. It is by no accident.
Right. One prayer is well done, is more important than despair that you can't do them all.
That's right. And one small candle can dispel.
Amen. The darkness.
Till then, my friends, fides eratio. All right.